Alleluia. Alleluia, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The words of Psalm 146. As with many of the psalms nearing the end of the Psalter, getting closer to Psalm 150, singing alleluias, singing praise to God, singing because God has chosen his people Israel. And that does not mean chosen the Jews. That means chosen the heirs of Abraham's faith. That throughout the history of the world, ever since our fall, God has inserted great and precious promises into our history, directly to individuals, to Adam and Eve, to Noah, to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, to Moses, to Joshua, to David, to Solomon, all leading to the fulfillment of those promises in promises to, for, from, about Jesus. That is what it means to say, blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob. It's the God who saved people through the flood. Even though he needed to destroy evil, he saved people. Is the God who brought Israel out of slavery, out of tyranny, and into promise. The God who, even after sending that Israel into exile, returned them to that promised land. All of this, these marvelous wonders, these great deeds of the Lord, a picture of the exodus of humanity from our fall in the body of Jesus walking back out of the grave. So trust not in this age, put not your hope in princes. Yeah, we must live here and do our duty, but this is not your home. There is no salvation here. When our breath departs, we get put into the ground. But, the God who made heaven and earth strong and powerful to save from this age, he has executed your justification, lifted your oppression, given you the food you most desperately need in the very body and blood of your Lord Jesus Christ, who comes to you with great certainty in the bread and wine, who speaks to you for your conscience' sake in his words, redeeming your time and making it his time. On Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.